100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. It's Sunday and time for the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. I'm your host, Lauren Simon. I woke up early because the sun gets here early, 5:30 or so. I keep forgetting to put on my eye mask. I forget something every night. Last night it was forgetting where I put the sleeping pills. Turns out I put them in with another set of... I'm getting more and more retarded every day. This is bad. But I'm still here. Also, what else? Oh yeah, I woke up early so I could go to Walmart to get a new smoke alarm. Had to get some more distilled water. Wanted to get a decorative plant, even though I've got more coming through Amazon. I wanted to get more vitamins and pick up a prescription. And I thought that Walgreens was open at 8. It's open at 10. Remember, I'm living in a place where CVS and Walgreens are open usually from 8 to 8, but the Whataburger is open 24/7. And the Waffle House, too. So, heart attacks? Strokes? Right here. Step on up. Anyway, the topic for today is All Our Tomorrows. And here are a bunch of stories that y'all sent in on that topic.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called All Our Tomorrows. I'm not sure if it was the heat from the fire, or fumes, or if I was just overwhelmed by being out of the basement, but I felt really lightheaded. In his explanation, he kept repeating that he'd chosen us and the importance of all our tomorrows. That particular phrase was repeated over and over again. Later, he led us up a very grand staircase. We had a bedroom each. Mine had a massive double bed and a sofa in it. The weirdness wasn't the opulence, though. It was being separated from the others after being so very close. Thanks for listening, and I will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge 943 with a prompt of All Our Tomorrows. So here's my story. Like a plot twist in the telenovela Todos Nuestros Mañanas, as Bilbert touched Sabrina's hand, her eyes flashed open and she tried to sit up. She shouted in pain and the monitors flashed and beeped. Lightning struck a tree outside the window and thunder rattled the room. The nurse rushed in. "I'm sorry, Bilbert. You'll have to leave." Sabrina clutched Bilbert's hand, gasping, "No, he has to stay." The nurse scowled and reset the monitors. Sabrina's heart rate and respirations began to normalize. "I can't explain why," Bilbert said, "but I need to stay. For a while, at least." Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Good morning. It's Richard, and here's a story called Undated. We spent an absolute fortune on the new computerized diary system. The program basically runs the whole business. We're totally reliant on it, which, if you ask me, is never a good thing. Every meeting, appointment and booking, past, present and future, are managed by the system. All our tomorrows, yesterdays and todays, categorised, organised and optimised, and all supervised by the system to ensure maximum effective use of time and resources. Neat, huh? Until the system goes down, like it did today, and the engineer can't come until Wednesday. So, at least for the time being, tomorrow is cancelled. Okay, that's about it for now. Until next time, goodbye.
Hi everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. We gathered by the fire. Questions and more questions. One wanted this, the other that, and we all shared our fears and our hopes. There was laughing, crying, and yelling too. Not many believed we would make it out there. We all shook our head. We all chuckled. We knew they didn't. We would make it. When the nurse came with the pills for the evening, we all agreed not to take them. The nurse said, "Take the pills, come on." And I stood there alone. The others ran and hid in the darkest corners of my mind. The cowards. And this is my story for this week, or by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. The photo album tells the whole story. Every page, full of special moments. Memories of times past, the family happy together, smiling and loving life. Every page that is, right up until the day our lives crossed, with his. And then, everything changed, forever. After that, just blank pages. No more photographs. No more happy smiles, no more family. All our tomorrows, wiped out in an instant. My family, destroyed. And myself, the only survivor. And him? He's doing just fine. Or so he thinks. Because, I am on a mission to get even. So let's see, what tomorrow will bring.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called When You Get to the Fork in the Road. Sister Fran was a devotee of the ancient sage Yogi of Berra. His collective works were some of the few written records from the past that survived. Fran spent hours in deep contemplation on each of the holy koans. She read the gold leaf script with head bowed. The future ain't what it used to be. A soft wind blew through the arch window of the monastery. As the western sun melted into the forest, she lifted her head. With silver ink, Fran wrote the following. All our tomorrows were yesterday. I have taken the fork, O great sage, she mused. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Mrs. Rettig asked each student to bring in a calendar. At the end of every day, she'd give out stickers. Green for good, yellow for needs improvement. I got a lot of red and black stickers. At the end of the year, the kids with red and black stickers earned a field trip to the police station. "This is what'll happen if you keep this up," said Officer Kick. And he was right. The moment I graduated from high school, I entered the police academy. I especially enjoyed when I arrested Mrs. Rettig for speeding in a school zone.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of all our tomorrows. The next weekly challenge is going to be a pick two. Express, in my hand, expected, cut and dried, desiccation, blocker. So go ahead and get those stories ready. I will see you next week when I belatedly post the daily stories. I'm never going to get around to doing this in the right schedule, am I? Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.